Welcome back to News Talk 1370 WCOA. Real news with Rick Outzen. It is 7:11, the time, not the store. It is a glorious Monday, September 27th. This month has sped by. As we do every Monday, we want to catch up on what's going on with the UWF number one ranked Argo football team, and we've got Will Kennedy on the line. Will, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, Rick. We had an unexpected weekend off.
Yeah. Well, you know, I bet at your household that was not a complaint.
No, not a complaint at all. Unfortunately, it would have been a home game, which, you know, you always want to play those right. ones at home. Would have been our first one down at Blue Wahoo Stadium. But the University of Fort Lauderdale, a startup program like we were not that long ago, backed out of a game that we had scheduled for Saturday. So you hate to have that happen. I know the guys were ready to play. It was going to be parents' weekend. There was kind of a lot of excitement. But in some ways, you take the bad and turn it into a good. It's a bye week before we start conference play, so a chance for the guys to kind of rest up and get ready for the GSD.
What was the reason that University of Lauderdale gave for missing the game?
Yeah, Fort Lauderdale, they had missed their first game of the season with a COVID outbreak, but that wasn't the case this time. Startup program, they had played Mississippi College in their previous game and lost pretty bad over in Clinton, 63-0. And they only had 32 or 31 players healthy and available. I had heard from someone down there that the football coach had called the baseball coach asking if he could borrow some bodies, which is never a good sign. And so they said they did not have enough people to play us. And nothing we can do about that, unfortunately. So now we'll get ready to go up to Cleveland, Mississippi, and play Delta State this week.
Oh, going in my home area. That'll be fun. You'll be with the team, won't you?
Yeah, well, travel with the team. We do all the games on the road on the radio, and it'll be interesting. I mean, the GSC has four or five teams in the top 25. Delta State got off to a great start this season. They moved into the rankings, and then they had lost a tough one to West Georgia by 1 point. So this is a part of the season where, you know, from here on out, as you play conference games, anything can happen, any given Saturday, so to speak. And Delta is always a tough place to go. We handled them pretty well up here in Pensacola back in 2019. But, you know, new season, new stakes on the line, and I know the guys will be ready to go, obviously, chomping at the bit after missing a week.
Well, Will, we're listening to Will Kennedy with UWF. We're talking about Argo football. Will, if you get a chance, you want to go to the Grammy Hall of Fame Museum. It is right there at the entrance of Delta State. It's a little museum, but it is unbelievably impressive.
We may have some time off Friday. We have to check that out before getting into the game on Saturday. And we got this road trip. The schedule's a little bit weird from here, Rick. We got, you know, back-to-back road games here. We'll do Delta State and then go up to North Greenville and Tigerville, South Carolina. And then we've got two home games here with West Georgia coming in and Shorter to kind of cap October. So, like you said, hard to believe. Here we are. It's already October. This is kind of that time of year. We'll move into conference, and it'll be big. But, being ranked number one, got a target on your back, and I know Delta would love to chalk one up and get a win over the Argos, and we're going to try to make sure that does not happen.
Well, please do. I tell you, if you get a chance to eat, I'm going to give you two eating recommendations.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. All right. So you can go north or south of Cleveland, Mississippi. If you go a little bit north to Clarksdale, the best barbecue place, one of the best in Mississippi, is Abe's Barbecue. It's at the crossroads where Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil to learn how to play blues. And then if you want to go south to Greenville, and you have a little bit of extra change to go with you, go to Doe's Eat Place. It is some of the best steak in the world. It's in an old house. You walk through the kitchen to get to the dining, and dining room is loosely defined. But the hot tamales and steak there are the places to eat. So that's from a Delta boy.
We frequently kind of plan a lot of our road trips around eating. Athletic director Dave Scott at the University of West Florida is a connoisseur, and he knows, you know, he may know these spots that you're bringing up. But yeah, when we went out to Commerce, Texas, you know, that was one of the things. I had to get my barbecue, which I did, and some Tex-Mex.
Right.
So I appreciate the recommendations because, yeah, you can go to the chain stuff, but I try to find something unusual. So those will be awesome.
Well, you'll enjoy it. The Delta, some of the best food. Hot tamales anywhere in the Delta are good. For some reason, the Mississippi Delta has become known for its hot tamales. So anywhere that you can get them, they're great. barbecue and steak are always safe. Catfish, if you know, there's some catfish places. But, well, I want to report next week on where y'all decide to eat. So,
well, I'll bring you that, and hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, we'll get the game in as well.
Oh yeah, there's a game.
We try to stack those two things in the importance, you know, order of importance. But sometimes food comes first.
All right, before you go, listen. Well, you don't weigh like what I weigh. You have to have a big body to carry this big head. That's my theory.
Go.
All right. Before you go, let's talk a little bit about Austin Reed. What's his background? He is a superstar at this college level and is getting a lot of attention. Give us just a little bit of Austin Reed's history.
I tell you, I really love this kid's story, Rick, because I think not just because he's at the University of West Florida and he took a kind of circuitous route to get there, but you know, I think it speaks to the craze we have with college football recruiting, and people are into that. It's become its own cottage industry, and how that is not always, you know, the only way that you don't have to be a five-star recruit. And sometimes there are diamonds in the rough, literally, that, you know, people are going to find. One man's trash, another man's treasure, so to speak. But Austin is from St. Augustine and did not start, you know, was not the starting quarterback all through high school like so many of these superstars, like a Trevor Lawrence. And so it was his senior year down there that he really got the opportunity to play. And he was impressive enough in really that 1 year of starting in high school to get an offer from Southern Illinois, which is a Division I program. But obviously so many D1s in the state of Florida, and they all took a pass on him. So he goes to Southern Illinois, you know, spends a year redshirting there, doesn't like the snow, doesn't like, you know, there's a list of things that just kind of didn't jive with young Austin. And then he decides, you know, he's going to transfer. So he goes to the portal. And what's interesting is there was another local young man played at one of the local high schools who was at Troy and was looking over here, and he came through and they wanted to bring him in here, but he decided to go to Kentucky instead. And if that kid comes here, then Austin Reed does not. But, you know, it all works out. Austin Reed lands here at the University of West Florida and then really has worked. You know, has put in the work to claim the starting job in 2019, lead this team to a national championship. But it's the perfect marriage, Rick, of having the quarterback with the coach and Pete Shinnick. And those two have just formed this bond, and the offense clicks, and Austin understands it. And after having that year off, you know, unplanned in 2020 with no games, he's even got more of a mastery of the offense. And so here's a kid who wasn't a five-star recruit but is now arguably the best player in Division II football. And he's still got 2 years left after this year. He's already in grad school, so we'll see what happens with Austin moving forward. But really, really great story. Good family. His sister's up here at the University of West Florida now, too. So they've made UWF kind of a family thing, and then the parents come up to every game. It's really a cool story, and he's a good kid. He really is a good kid.
He's so exciting to watch. I mean, you never feel behind. Even though the scoreboard shows it, you just feel like he's going to pull it out. So it's really he's just really, really fun to watch.
Can make every throw on the football field, and not just make the throws, but, you know, make them look spectacular. And joking, all jokes aside, I mean, people are, you know, are you guys going to play FSU? Are you going to do this? Right. Are you going to do that? I would argue, you know, and I've watched a little bit of just about everybody, I'd put Austin Reed up there with any quarterback at the college level, Division I in the state of Florida. You know, I'm not going to say he's the best college QB in the state of Florida, but you could throw him on to the UF team or the FSU team or South Florida, Central Florida, you name it. And I think he'd start. I think he would be the starting quarterback really anywhere in Division I football in Florida. And so that's a, you know, strong statement
right
about the kid's talent level, his work ethic, and what obviously the results that we see on the field.
Great. Will, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hey, you are a regular contributor now. You qualify.
I'm writing down in my notebook where to go, Ace, and we're going to make it happen.
Great. Will, thank you.
Thanks, Rick.